Bank of Cardiff, this is Lina. How can I help you?
Hi, your name again?
Lina.
Hi, Lina. How are you?
Good.
Okay.
How are you?
I called early this morning, but there was a recording, so I figured I would call.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, where are you guys located?
We're in California, in San Diego.
Oh, San Diego, the nicest city. Okay.
Yeah.
You're away from the away from the fires.
Yeah. This year we're away from the fires. Not always, but this year we're fine so far.
Oh, good. All right. Now, hold on 1 second. 1 second, please. Hello? Hi. Okay, I'll be there in like 5 minutes, okay? All right, bye. Hi, sorry.
Yeah, no problem.
Let me just tell you, I already borrowed, I didn't know about your company, but I already borrowed some money, and we are paying it daily.
Okay. Which company did you borrow it from?
Pearl Capital.
Pearl Capital? Pearl Capital. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay.
All right.
How long ago did you borrow from Pearl?
Maybe this is the second month, I believe. But, you know,
and
I
they
had
gave
one
you...
and then I called them. It was coming to an end, and then I re-borrowed. So,
I see.
And we paid.
They gave it to you for 6 months?
You know what? I think it's 4 months, maybe 6 months.
Even 4 months. Wonderful. Okay.
Yeah. But I would like to do, you know, my company, we have been in operation since 1926. This is one of the oldest companies in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Uh-huh. You're in Florida. Wow.
Yes, but now, you know, that season is starting and all that. Now, I am really contemplating of buying a van and some equipment. So,
we can help you with that.
I need to stretch it and do monthly payments for a longer term. This is what I'm looking
for. Yeah, for equipment, it's not a problem. Just tell me, please, did you apply somewhere else before you applied to Pearl, or you didn't?
No, we did other things with another company. We paid it all.
Which company? What company?
You know, I really don't know at this moment.
No, I will.
I don't have the file. I don't have the file in front of me. But
okay.
We paid all of them on time.
Okay. I'll be honest with you. When you tell me you got the loan from Pearl, I'm concerned what's wrong with your company. Either you have bad personal credit or bad business credit or some problematic months when you had too many insufficient funds. How is your personal credit look?
No, my personal credit stinks. The reason it stinks, you know, during the recession, you know, hell broke loose here in Florida for 3 years.
So
it wasn't because I had to, but you know, I kept all my employees. I didn't fire anybody. There wasn't Uncle Sam to come and bail me out. So you know it. And you know we continued paying everything else and that's the way it is. But this business, you know, has been in business for 90 years.
What is your business doing?
It's a rug cleaning plant. If you have an Oriental rug, you send it to us and we clean it for you. We also restore them for you. We also have next to it an antique store that we opened, you know, for extra revenue.
Mm-hmm. And what is your gross annual sales, approximately?
Close to 1 million.
1 million. How much did Pearl give you?
I only asked, you know, I asked for 42,000. They gave me 42,000.
42,000. So, and you paid already for 2 months?
And we paid the loan that was remaining, and then the rest.
Yeah, I got it. But the new loan, which they gave you for 4 months, how long it's been since you got it? 2 months?
I think it's about a month, yes.
1 month. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, tell me from the beginning if it is not going to be, so I don't have to waste your
time.
No,
I will. Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't get your name in the beginning, so
Ujel. Y-U-J-E-L, Ujel.
Ujel?
Yes.
Ujel, no, I think it will work. I'm just concerned because, see, nobody gives worse loans than Pearl in our industry. So that's why.
Well, look, I really didn't, to tell you honestly, I didn't do much research.
I see. Okay. So
I just went for it innocently, and I am paying my debt. I didn't
no
really
problem.
Look into
no
who they
problem.
Are, what they are. You know, I got them checked that they were in New York. They were licensed to the business in New York,
and they are in New York. Yeah.
And then I went for
them
it.
Very well.
It's not, you know.
No, it's not a problem. It's just I'll tell you, for equipment, your personal credit matters, but it depends on what's wrong with your personal credit. Did you have foreclosures, bankruptcies, something like that, or just a slow pay?
No, it was more important for me to keep my employees intact, okay?
I understand that.
And ruin my credit.
I said I'd rather
ruin my credit and keep my employees.
I didn't care what was going to happen.
So I have my employees, I have my business.
Okay. Okay.
So that's what I did. So my, probably, mm-hmm. Last time I checked, it was about 575, my credit. It doesn't matter. I mean,
it doesn't matter. It's okay.
It really didn't matter to me.
Mm-hmm. But my question, okay, how much would you need for your equipment?
You know, I'm really looking to borrow about $80,000 for my business.
And out of this $80,000, you want to pay off Pearl or you want to keep it?
No,
Pearl.
I want to pay Pearl.
Okay.
I want to work only in one
so
place.
Do you know what's your balance with them?
No, ma'am, I can get it tomorrow. My secretary just...
Yeah, I understand that you can get. Okay. Anyway, if someone can help you, it's just us because we do both. We do secured and unsecured loans. So, first of all, you're calling the right place. And I think we can help you. I didn't see your documents yet, but
let me give
I think
you,
it's possible.
Let me give you the reservation number.
Yeah, let's do that. What's your reservation code?
2411-0801-0029-3875.
3875. Oh. Okay, just one moment. I'll find. Mm-hmm. Hatfield truck.
Yes.
Cleaners. Okay. Okay.
And you know, and plus here, let me just tell you my story. Last,
yeah.
I had two children in college. Right.
Wonderful.
So
yeah.
That was number one for me. My daughter goes to school in LA, close very close to you in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
School.
Which school?
Third year.
Which school
she's
is going
third
to?
Year. And my
Which
other
school?
Daughter goes to college in Boston University.
Wow. One in Boston University and another at USC or which college in LA?
No, in the one in downtown. Florida.
USC. USC.
Right.
In downtown. University of Southern California. Two great schools.
Yes.
Yeah, good.
Yes.
My daughter graduated from USC.
Right.
She has master's from USC.
And my wife going to college also, getting her PhD. So I have three students. But, you know, we have one more year left. So, you know, next year I will be a rich man.
Wow, yeah.
She's getting her PhD. You know, she had two cancers, breast cancer and then ovarian cancer. And then she went for her second master's. I said, go ahead. Absolutely, I will support you. And then she got her second master's, and then she went for her PhD in family and marriage. So, you know, it's been a struggle, but a good struggle. So
yeah, absolutely.
And
I
have all my employees. The economy is getting better, so I can reap the benefits.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, let's hope that it will be better and...
But it is getting better. I could see the sign.
In Florida, it's getting better, right?
Look,
very,
I was in LA. Yeah. I saw all the construction going on. You know, this doesn't happen.
Yeah, construction slowly starts. Yeah, but
yes,
everything
so,
is very
slow.
Yes, so
when construction is happening and airplanes are full. So there's a good indication that the economy is getting better.
Usually, cleaners are the first indicator, you know. People either try clean their clothes more or less. That's the indication.
You know, we are in Palm Beach, so you know, we our customer base is really very rich customer base, and so we have customer base that has been established, you know, for, this is our 90th year, 90.
This is your family business? I mean, it was in
the
family?
No, I'm the second owner.
Oh, I see. And you've been the owner since 87?
I bought it in 1997.
97 or 87?
1997, so.
97. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for 20 years I've been the owner.
Yeah. Wow, good. So,
Oriental rug. You know, I have inventory close to almost $250,000 in inventory, but you know, Oriental rugs sell very slow.
Yeah.
You know, you don't make sales immediately. It takes time to sell them. So.
Mhm. Okay. Let's try to help your business. What so you need right now to buy van, you said, and something else?
Yes.
Are you buying them new or used?
Well, you know, it is crazy to buy a brand new van, you know, because
exactly.
It's for pickup and delivery, so I can easily use a van that is
used one. Used, but in good condition. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in good condition. That's all I need.
Yeah.
And,
Do you know how much you would need for the equipment? Approximately.
For the equipment altogether, I think we will need to renew everything. Not everything. It will be too much. Including the van, everything else, I think it will cost maybe about between $48,000 to like $52,000.
Mm-hmm. It's good because under 50, it's easier to be approved for equipment. Okay. Okay, and then you will need another. You will need more for operations, or you don't.
Yes. Well, I will. Yes.
Okay.
Because
the best way.
First, it was slow for a while, and now that the elections are going to be done in 2 months here.
It's crazy in Florida, right? It should be. All the actions are there.
I just donated my. I have a house behind this building that I had bought because I didn't want somebody else to buy it. Plus, you know, just in case I do construction in the future, I will have more space for parking. So I just donated the space to Hillary Clinton campaign.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you, no. No.
Okay.
If Trump comes, I'm leaving this country.
Really? Why? Why?
I cannot live with that kind of mentality and with people talking and thinking about foreigners and, you know, today's
I'm a foreigner, and I don't think he's thinking bad about
the
me.
Jews, you know. Today they talk about Muslims. Next it will be the Jews. And you know, I am Muslim. My children are Jewish. My wife is Jewish.
And, wonderful. I'm Jewish too. And I cannot imagine any Jew to vote for Hillary.
I will not live here. Huh?
I cannot imagine any Jew to vote for Hillary. I cannot imagine it. It's just...
Why?
I'm Jewish, and it's... Oh, my God. There was nobody worse than Hillary. I remember her when she was the first lady.
You know,
she's terrible.
Look,
she's selling this country.
If there was somebody else against Trump, I will have that person, too. I don't want Trump.
Trump, the only thing Trump doesn't want, he doesn't want a terrorist. That's it. And he's just
doing it
because he's...
No, look, nobody wants terrorists. Nobody.
Nobody?
Nobody wants terrorists. But
yeah, nobody wants terrorists, and he doesn't want. That's all he doesn't want. That's all he's trying to avoid.
Not really.
Terrorism.
Not really, no. No, I don't trust him. You know why I don't trust him?
Why?
We used to service his Mar-a-Lago club here.
Uh-huh.
Right?
And
we will send them bills, and they will pay us in 8 months.
So?
In
eight look
months.
At your credit history, how long it took for you to pay your creditors.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. And, you know, the principles
in life are
more important. Principles in life are more important than somebody
His
who's
principles
trying to
take
advantage of
You know what? I'm not a big fan. I mean, I wasn't a big fan of Trump before. I didn't care much. Just was interesting because he was. But now, do you know that when he took Mar-a-Lago, they didn't accept Jews and blacks in that club,
and he paid
his own money, and he fought Palm Beach to get Jews and blacks to be allowed to be members
me,
of that
but,
club.
But believe me, if he could get all those people to join his club, if they were not against him, if they came with him, then he would have said to the Jews, no, you cannot come in.
Really? Why?
Yes.
Why do you think so? Why?
No, look, I know all my customers.
All his kids married
in Palm Beach. In Palm Beach, mostly all my customers are Jewish in Palm Beach. Mostly.
Yeah, and I
know them all personally.
For
20 years, I know these people. Believe me, they don't like him.
They don't like him because they are idiots in this country, unfortunately. Jews don't know what they are doing because they are, I know that historically they were with Democrats, but Democrats are not the same Democrats anymore. They're not. Especially Clinton.
My wife's family is Polish. My wife's family is Polish Jew. The grandfather is Russian Jew. Okay.
Yeah, I am Russian Jew too.
Yeah. And so I know what kind of discrimination they had. The grandfather...
And Hillary is the one who's going to help them?
I don't know.
This woman who sells everything to the highest bidder, who makes deals with all the Saudi Arabia, what she was done, actually what she was done
on
the
Trump,
Middle
Trump
East...
His partners with Saudi Arabia, with Arabs.
He's not a partner. They are his customers. It's different. He didn't sell the country. She did. She's selling our country. He's selling his apartment.
I don't know.
You
if,
know,
you think
I don't
Trump
care
comes,
who...
He will be good to Israel?
Oh, wonderful to Israel. And she
know.
Is a disaster for Israel. You know what's going on in Israel? They are they are scared to death of her presidency because that's the end of Israel. She's betraying them left and right.
I mean,
she doesn't care about
anything
but money and power.
They messed up the Middle East. They messed up the... It's just so confusing.
She did. And then, you know what? Tell me, please. You're a business owner. Tell me, how did she become so rich?
Oh, my God. Look, they...
How? They're... What did she do? What did she create? What did she do?
They didn't work. I've been in this country for 42 years.
They
okay?
never worked,
I've been,
right?
I've been to the beach at least no more than 10 times in 42 years.
Yeah, so I'm just asking, you know, I'm just asking, what the hell did she do to become so rich? Or her husband, who became a president after making $40,000 salary as Arkansas governor.
Yeah.
His salary as a governor of Arkansas was $40,000.
Millions. They're making millions.
How come they have a million? Because they're selling the country. They corrupt this country. And that's what I really hate. But it's okay. We can still live in this country, and I'm sure you will not go anywhere when Trump will become president.
No, I will stay here. It's too
emotional. And you will really like his presidency because he's a smart guy. And he wants good for this country. That's what I understand. He wants good for this country.
Maybe, you know, he just talks too much. You know,
he's not talking too much. If you would,
but,
you know
but
what?
The people
he's,
that support him, you know, when I see KKK people support him, and
oh,
then
please.
People in
oh,
Chicago,
please.
You know what they were
oh,
saying
please.
when people were demonstrating against Trump? Those people that were supporting him were saying, go back to Dachau, to go back to concentration camps.
Listen.
I mean,
you know how many people are saying what? First of all, he has nothing to do with KKK. Hillary took money from KKK.
No,
but his father
was a big supporter of the KKK.
His father?
Yes.
Don't forget,
he's German.
Whose father? He's German.
Trump's
okay,
father.
let's go. Trump's father supported KKK. Where did you get that?
Yes, it's
that's
it's
what
true.
Hillary spread.
It's documented.
That's
it is documented. I have
no,
the.
No, it's
I
not
have
documented. No.
First page
what
of the New York
Times. What really documented is how Hillary talks about all these people. It's how she behaves. It's what people know about her. She is a terrible, terrible.
Yeah.
Bigot,
which
and
part
terrible
of Russia
person.
Are you from?
Now it's Ukraine. I'm from Odessa, Ukraine. Now it's Ukraine,
Odessa.
But when I left,
I've
it wasn't Ukraine. You've been?
I've been to Odessa.
Hello? But anyway, that's another story.
That's
we'll
nice.
See. It's only 2.5 months left.
Okay. All right. So what should I do tomorrow?
Okay.
Call you.
No, you can give me your email address, and I will send you what I will need from you. And actually, you can be approved for equipment, and then you can go and get, you know, find the equipment you want. You will have like 30 days to buy it. So I'll send you all the information. Just send me the documents, and I'll try to. I will try to help you, even though you are not going to vote for Trump.
Well, you know, my daughter in L.A., she's voting for Trump.
Sure.
Every normal person,
I hope, in this country will vote for Trump because, first of all, they don't want a socialism. Second, they don't want to corrupt people who do all these terrible things. Oh, God. Okay.
Okay, it's Y-U... J as in Jennifer, E, L as in Larry, at AOL.com.
Just Joel, Joel at AOL.com?
Yes.
That's so simple?
Yes.
Okay,
great. Well, this is one of the first AOL accounts, you know.
Really?
Like
wow, and you keep it. It's so...
yeah,
okay,
you know, I figured, hey, why change it?
I see. Okay, Yigal, I will send you this
email.
Lena,
Nina.
L-E-N-A, Lena Katz, right. You will get it from Lena at Bank of Lena at Bank of Cardiff. Lena at Bank of You will get the email. My extension here is 33644. If you want, you will have my direct number.
33644. Okay, I'll put it right now.
Okay.
33644 extension. Lena Katz.
Yeah, as soon as you will send me the documents, I'll call you. We will, you know, try to approve you. I think we
Thank
can
you.
Do something good for you.
I'll talk
sure.
to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.